beings of this earth. I'm Venus.
And I'm Xander.
And welcome to Bad at Life, the podcast where we discover a wide variety of topics that we may or may not be bad at. And Xander, why do our opinions matter?
Because we said so.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they matter, but then again, the last couple of episodes, no one has been listening, so.
That's really sad.
Yes, but I mean, we create this because we think it's fun, but still, please listen.
Yeah.
To more episodes, because our opinions need to matter, because we are delusional and think that the world revolves around us, okay? So, listener discretion is advised. We do not filter or edit anything out. Explicit content will be featured in this episode, which is kind of a weird thing to say when you read the title and it says bad at skincare.
True. Yeah, I'm true.
But hey, skincare, you know, you have skin in your anus, you know, so it's like skincare. Okay, that can mean anything.
True.
It's not about faces, like, in particular. So
you got a point right there. Didn't think of that.
I mean, skincare. So, hey, listener discretion is advised. It was advised 10 seconds ago, but then I said anus. So, you know.
Yet again.
You know, you should have listened. Yeah, so today's episode is about how we're bad or good at skincare. I can already say I'm very bad at skincare. Okay, but what is skincare? Tell us.
Skincare. Well, it's not too complex. Skincare is the use of cosmetics to care for the skin.
Well, that's very easy. But again, it doesn't say face necessarily. No, it doesn't. If you want to put some cosmetics on your ass, girl,
go skincare. Ahead and do it.
Skincare.
That's skincare. You know? Yeah.
Ass care.
Ass care. Feet care. Hand care. It's skincare.
Yeah. Ball care. Everything.
What? Ball.
Yeah, you can take care of your balls with cosmetics. Oh, yeah. It's also skin.
Yeah, you can. Very important.
This discrimination against balls.
No. I just didn't hear what you said. Oh, okay. So
we both have a story about skincare. I think I have more to say.
Yeah.
Should I start?
Yeah, that's okay. I mean,
you started last time.
Okay, then you're
right.
I think so too.
Well, I don't have necessarily big stories. I mean, of course, last time it's about lying or friendships or blah, blah, blah. These are going to be big stories about personalities and people in our lives. But skincare, of course, it would be like super impressive if I could tell you 30 minutes full of stories about skincare, but I can't. So I have a couple of small ones. The first one that I wanted to tell you guys about is that, you know, I'm very bad at skincare, have always been. I have a very oily skin. In the last couple of years, my skin has actually developed in being both oily and dry at the same time.
That's very weird to imagine.
Yeah, so like a couple of places are super oily at every given point of the day. And then like my cheeks get really, really dry. So it's like this weird balance of where to put cream and where to not put cream. But even before I had this issue, I actually had a very big scar on my cheek. I call it a scar, but I don't know what it was. It was like this thing on my cheek, and it was like, you know, 3D. It was protruding from my cheek, and I didn't have a beard yet, so it was very not concealed and everyone could see. And I used to like want to take it off of my face, so I had, you know, I scratched it open every time.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah, to like take it off of my face, but because it was like actual skin, you know, it wasn't like a pimple or anything.
No.
It was like a real piece of me. It bled, but not like, oh, it bleeds a little. No, it was bleeding. Like, I was like dying.
Yeah, of course.
Because it was like part of me. So maybe it was a wart or something. I'm really not sure.
Was it like a scab that you kept picking
off? Yes. But it was like more than a scab. It was like a bigger thing. Ew. It was 3D or something. And so I was very embarrassed about this. But I guess in my mind I was like, at least I have like a wound on my face. Instead of like I have like a wart / 3D thing. So I don't know. I was just like very used to having it and having it open and whatever, which is like so bad. But as a child, you don't know anything. So I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And eventually I went on holiday, on vacation to my mom who lives in Spain. So She has a lot of experience with scars because of operations that she has had and surgeries. I'm sorry, operation is a very Dutch word. Surgeries that she has done. And she gave me like this cream, and I still don't know what it is. So if you know it, please let us know, because I'm sure that we can use it one day. And I had to like, I had to put it on my scab wart thing, and in 2 weeks it was gone.
Yeah, but there's this cream that's like anti-scar cream.
That's incredible. So
I think it must be something like that.
Well, I need it now.
For what?
I'm just sure that it will be handy.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yeah, for in the future.
Because it was like magic. It was like, wow, I've been dealing with this thing for like a year. And then suddenly it disappeared.
But isn't that just a common thing?
What?
Like having something for a long time and then someone finding a solution and it's gone within like,
yeah, but it's just, it's kind of weird. I mean, my other stories are also about that, but that happened. But it's just weird to me that, you know, it's just on your face and then a cream helped it go away.
Yeah, but those creams, like the anti
scar cream.
Scar cream has like hormones in it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Someone told me about that, and I don't know, it just helps with the healing scar process, yeah. I think.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah. Obviously, I told you guys before that I'm trans. And
what? You cannot be for real.
They know.
Oh, okay.
They know. And I went into surgery, and obviously, I had a chest surgery. And they, obviously, I also had scars. So I put that cream on, and most of them went away. So yeah. It's magic. You should try it.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a scar, mama, go buy it.
Yeah.
Treat yourself to a scar-free life. Not sponsored, by the way, but...
No. But it's great.
Or just go to your doctor. Never be embarrassed. Because my second story is kind of about that. That, as we said before, skincare is not necessarily about your face.
True.
And I actually struggled a lot with skincare on my hand. Of course, you know about this, but I think it was when I was a sophomore in high school, so like my second year in high school, my nails started to turn white, one of my nails, on my right hand, and then suddenly it fell off, and I was very, very scared, and my family was like, what the fuck is this? Everyone was like bullying me, like, oh my god, go to the doctor, and I went to the doctor and they were like, okay, your nail fell off. What do you want me to do? They were literally like, okay, what do you want me to do about that?
Do you want a prosthetic?
Yeah, do you want a prosthetic nail? Mama, just go to the nail salon. I don't fucking know what to do with this. So I was like, okay, I'll just go home. And, you know, they just basically said, oh, your nail fell off. It will grow back. And that was the case. You know, it did grow back. Took a long time. But with it, my hand actually started to develop a infection kind of something that made my hand itch a lot, and it had these crazy bumps that if you open them there was liquid inside, and it wasn't like that bad that you saw me and you were like, oh my god, what is going on, but it was bad enough for me to be super self-conscious about my hand. And it started on the finger that the nail fell off of, and it eventually it spread to my whole hand. And it was, like, super embarrassing. I mean, I never really wanted to give people hands. I never wanted to hold hands with Xander. I never wanted to have my hand on camera, you know, when taking pictures. And it was just something that I lived with until eventually, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to take care of this. And I went to the doctor for a different problem, and I told them about it. And they gave me some medication, you know, some pills. And I started taking those for 3 months, and then it disappeared. Even though I had been dealing with this infection-type rash for, like, I think it was 6 years, eventually. It's, like, super long time to, like, be living with something you're insecure with.
But it's really difficult,
mm-hmm.
because you also see that on TV, like, embarrassing bodies. Like, people are afraid to go to the doctor, not necessarily about... Like, they're not afraid what they think, but it's just, like, a personal thing. Like, yeah. You're just embarrassed.
So that was obviously really hard, but hopefully the doctor was really nice and helped me through everything. And I noticed that sometimes a couple of bumps, you know, return to my hands, or that I have a little place that itches, but I just know now, okay, not to touch it, and then it will just go away on its own. But at least none of them have been opened since, and the infection isn't going on at the moment. You know what I mean?
It's really good.
So, but it's just like, of course, there are doctors like that are specialized in skincare, you know, dermatologists, but also just go to your normal doctor if you have any questions about anything, because I just noticed that that really helped me a lot, actually. Really helped me open up, and now if anything happens again, I just know, okay, I can go to that doctor and he knows my history with this. Sorry that it turned so serious, but it's like, girl, take care of your body. And I feel like sometimes I really forgot that that's like a crucial part of life.
It is. And I should actually listen to that a little bit more.
Yeah. So that was my story. And now it's your turn, and you better make it funny, because the listeners are probably almost crying by my traumatic story.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have a lot prepared, like, coming into the podcast today, but I do have a couple stories, and your stories also brought up some stories with me. So, the first little story that I want to talk about is that my skin, like, my it's my skin on my forehead is really shiny. But it's also really weird because my skin is also like very dry, but sometimes really oily at the same time. I know you can't imagine, but it is the truth.
Not as oily as my fucking nose.
Not as oily.
What the hell? My nose is so oily you could literally deep fry like fries in there. Like, it's so oily. Sometimes I touch it and my fingers are just like shiny.
Yeah.
Then I'm just like, okay, mama, who wants highlighter? You know, just like, let me put it on you.
In the summertime, if I wipe my forehead, I also have that shine on
maybe
my
face. Maybe that's just sweat.
No, it's not sweat. I know the difference between sweat and oily skin. And in the winter, it's like the complete opposite. It's like dry. Do you remember, like, yes, when we lived in like the small apartment and I had like literally just flakes on my forehead and between my eyebrows? It was really, really something else. But now my forehead is thriving and it's really shiny. And a couple weeks ago, I was in the back of the store that I work at, and a colleague came up to me and he said, "Whoa, I can see myself in your forehead." And I was so confused what he was talking about. We're like,
what? Who says that?
Yeah, it was really, really strange. And I was like, what? And then he said, like, your forehead is so shiny. It's almost like it's polished. Like, you look like a doll.
And I was, yeah, like, I mean, your forehead kind of looks like you have done Botox. That's, you know, like, no, but very, like, stretched.
Yeah,
you know,
like, you also sound like you don't have any wrinkles at all.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So like, for someone else, it could look like you have done Botox or something. Yeah.
Well, I haven't done any Botox
yet.
No, I'm not gonna do, well, never say never.
Well, never say never, mama.
Never say never. But
I actually saw this thing that you can put Botox in your armpits, and then and then it will stop sweating.
Really?
You won't sweat from your armpits. But the thing is, you will sweat from other places because that sweat still has to leave your body.
Oh, so,
so
maybe it comes out of your arm.
No. I mean, normal places where you sweat. I mean, you can sweat on your arms, but like, you know, if you don't sweat
forehead.
That, or maybe you have an extra moist pussy down there, I don't know. I like sweat so much. I sweat every day 300 kilos of sweat. And the worst areas by far are definitely my armpits. And oh my goodness, this ass sweats so much, bitch. A whale could swim in there. Excuse me.
It's like the ocean.
It's worse.
Worse than
it's
the ocean?
Like, yes.
No.
It's like a planet that only has water.
Oh my god.
Yes. That's so helpful. Hey, if anyone wants to swim, you know, I have free a free entry. Pool. I mean, not a free entry.
No?
How no. much? Very expensive.
Very expensive.
Yes. And then you can dip in these unfresh waters. Anyway, your story.
Yeah, so my forehead is really shiny. So that's like the moral of the story. And I also went to the barber like a couple weeks ago. And she said the same thing. Like she asked me, what's your skincare routine? Like a lot of people actually asked me.
You were like, oh, nothing. I just shit on my face.
Yeah, basically something like that. No, normally I just say, oh, well, nothing. I just take showers. That's all.
It's so unfair. Life is just unfair because literally I have skincare products, you know, L'Oreal, men creams and
Nivea. I'm actually sweating so much.
And just, you know, I clean my face a lot and still look pimple.
A pimple.
Two. Yeah. It's like I can't not have pimples. I don't know. My skin is just like, you deserve it. No. But maybe that's also with my hair dyeing situation. I don't know. Who knows? That I got these pimples.
Oh, could be.
Because I like recently dyed my hair and my hairs and my forehead is definitely not used to all of that. So I don't know. Maybe it's that.
That could be the case. But I think that some parts of your body are very hydrated and good looking and smooth. No, like, not, I mean, yes, but like in general, like my forehead is like really shiny and my, the skin on my face, it's just okay. Like, it's not too bad. But I have other places.
Like what?
Like, for example, my knees.
Yeah, his knees are awful.
My knees are awful.
They literally look like ball sacks. I can say that because I've seen what ball sacks look like, okay?
Don't expose me like this.
I'm exposing you, girl.
Yeah, no, my knees, they are so cracked, ashy, and disgusting. I don't know how come. I think it's because I sit on my knees a lot.
That's what she said.
Full work, but I'm making it worse.
Okay, what kind of work do you do?
I work at the supermarket. I don't do dirty things on my knees. I mean, I do dirty things on my knees, but not...
You're not making it better for yourself.
No, I'm not making it better for myself. Anyway.
What was that? That was so ew. A fucking crying baby in our podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, my knees are so ashy. And like last week, I think, it was so bad. I was wearing my sweatpants and it just hurt when I was walking because it actually cracked. It was bleeding a little. And then I decided to put working hands. It's like a cream for your hands.
It's like a super cream.
Super cream. I mean, I really like working hands. In the beginning, I didn't because
it's like this cream for like
cracked dry hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, like extreme cases, okay?
Well, I'm an extreme case.
And it's like super expensive. It's like 10 euros.
Something like that. But it does last a long time because you just need to take a little bit. But I also have really dry hands, so that really helps me. But I also get these cuts on the corners of my nails. I don't know why. It's if my hands get too wet, these cuts just
appear.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really strange. I don't know if you guys ever experienced this before. I don't think so. I think it's like a really weird case. But anyway, my skin at some places is just shit. And some places are like really stunning.
What place is stunning then?
My face. My face is smooth.
Well, yeah, that's true. Very clear face, you know, no pimples at all. But you are definitely prone to, like, dark under eyes.
True. But that's just because I'm very pale, I think.
You're not that pale. You have a pink undertone.
And green.
And a little bit of green. Yes. Yeah,
my mustache.
But
it's like a green undertone. It's really weird.
I have a very yellow undertone, which is just nasty and gross. And no, but for real, like, I hate the way my skin is, in a way, just very yellowy and very disgustingy, and just, I get a lot of blackheads on my nose because it's so oily, and I just hate it.
It's really frustrating.
Yes, it is. Like, you just see it always. Like, if you look at it now,
yeah,
you see it.
Well, I'm not wearing my glasses, so
okay, well, you're not seeing anything.
I can't be the judge.
But, oh, he put his glasses on, guys.
I put my glasses on.
Do you see it?
No, from this distance.
Yeah, but you see definitely discoloration.
No.
That's not one color.
No.
Okay, well, he's just blind, guys.
No, not from this distance.
Okay, well, and I have, like, a couple of spots of, like, you know, discoloration in my face from pimples and from popping them, and it's not good. I will never stop popping them, you know. At least I'm honest.
No, but I think it's really difficult not to.
Yeah, but especially I have, like, here under my eye, I have a little spot.
Like, especially when they're, like, ripe.
I was talking to you.
Oh, you were, I'm sorry.
Yes, I have, like, a little spot under my eye.
Yeah.
If you can see it now.
Just a really small.
Yes, red.
Yeah.
And here, I have, like, a little spot.
Like, two
next to my eyebrow, yes. Yeah. And you see that, right? Yeah,
a little bit.
So.
But just because you're telling me right now, it wasn't really visible before.
Well, now I'm going to be the ugliest boyfriend ever.
No, you're beautiful.
Oh, that's really nice. Oh, my God, guys. That's so cute. Oh. Oh, my God. No, but I just hate my skin. The skin on my hands is literally better now. The skin, I mean, the best skin on my body is probably my legs.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it's just nice and good and hairy. You know, like what it should be.
True.
Great.
Yeah, great.
But I just hate skin. I feel like, you know, I should take it off.
I don't think you want to do that.
I'm just gonna be a muscle mass.
Ew, no, that's disgusting.
A disgusting-y.
No.
You know, like a blob.
But that's even worse, so don't do that.
Yes.
Just appreciate your skin.
We did recently get tattoos.
What does that have to do with it?
That has to do with skin.
I mean, we did have to take care of it.
No, I mean, we decorated our skin.
Oh, we decorated our skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
So what did you get? Tell the world.
I got two tattoos.
And on your arms?
Yeah, on my arms. One on my left underarm. And it's Dicey from the game Lost in Random. But it has, like, a double meaning. It's because I love board games so much. And this game is just the cutest game in existence. So if you have, like, a PlayStation, I think it's only on PlayStation, I'm not sure.
You say double meaning, but you never explained what the character is. But it's a double meaning because it's a cute character from this game.
Yeah.
Lost in Random, but it's also a dice.
Yeah, it's a dice.
The character is a dice.
With arms and legs and a little eye.
And, yeah, that makes for the double meaning. Because then it's also an integral part of the board game.
Yeah, because usually you use dice
when
playing a board game. Not all the time. But that's why I got it. And I really love it. It's really, really cute. And the second tattoo that I got is on my right upper arm. And it's like a Ouija planchette. And
like the reader, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like the thing you put on the Ouija board.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
did you say Ouija?
Yeah, it's Ouija.
It's Ouija.
No, it's Ouija. It's a Ouija board. Look it up.
Guys, right? Comment down below. Is it Ouija or Ouija?
It's Ouija board.
No, it's Ouija.
I should know.
Why? Because you are the inventor?
No, I'm not the inventor, but
of the Ouija board?
No, I'm not. No, you said Ouija board, thank you.
Yeah, to be funny.
No, no, but it's Ouija board because...
Guys, it's Ouija board.
It's not Ouija board.
Let's ask the spirits.
Okay, spirits. What is it called?
It's Ouija board.
It's Ouija.
Okay, they can also not
choose. No, they can't. But I got this because I am absolutely in love with the paranormal. I've loved it ever since I was a kid. I'm like really obsessed with watching videos, and I've even done like a Ouija board session with my mom in the past, and that really got me hooked. I also love horror movies about the paranormal, and I don't know, just everything that has to do with it. And also like urbex exploring, that also kind of has to do with it. With the paranormal, you can do like paranormal investigations there. So I don't know, it's also like a really, I don't know, it's a really cute tattoo. Mm-hmm. And all I have to say is that the thing about wanting to get more, because it's like an obsession, I wouldn't say it's like an obsession, but when you have your first one or two, you're definitely more prone to get another one.
I don't agree.
It's easier. No?
No, but to be fair, you know, I also got a tattoo, and it's on my upper leg. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a lyric from a song called Mother Earth by Banks. And it says, destined for alterations with flowers. And it's a really beautiful tattoo. But I actually had a horrible experience getting it tattooed. You know, the tattoo artist was super nice, amazing design. And I felt really comfortable. So that was definitely not the problem. And I would definitely go back. Mm-hmm. But it was just, for me, you know, personally, it really, really hurt.
Ah, I see.
And it was, like, almost unbearable for me. And, you know, even the tattoo artist was like, oh, should I, you know, tattoo a couple of dots without ink so you can feel what it feels like? I was like, no, don't do that. Because if I feel that it's painful, then I don't want to do it anymore. So, yeah, I definitely want to get more tattoos. But am I more prone to do it now because I've done it? No. I mean, now I know how much it hurts. So now I will definitely think twice, even thrice, before I get one.
I see what you mean. To me, it didn't really hurt to me personally. Like, everybody...
I cannot imagine.
No, everybody is different. And also, like, the placement of the tattoo, it really matters. Like,
don't do it on the upper leg, guys.
No, but the inside of the arms and, like, to me, we're fine. Like, they didn't really hurt at all.
Well, I'll do my next one on my arm just to see if you're right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, after getting them, you definitely have to take care of them, and also with special creams and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, that's fine. I just feel like skincare in general just takes way too much time. And I think that's the number one reason why I don't want to do more with it. Even though, like, steaming your face is really good, and, you know, using a roller and using face masks and whatever, you know, cleaning your face with filtered water. And it's just, all of it really helps, but it's just way too much time, girl.
Yeah, but also it's really funny because every time, like almost every time you use a face mask, like, your face has like a reaction to it. Like,
I have a very, very sensitive skin, and growing up, I didn't really want to admit that, but my face just gets very easily angry. So like I said, okay, maybe my skin is clear for like a week, and then now I dyed my hair and my like forehead is like, what the fuck is this? Because it obviously touches your forehead, so then I get pimples again. And in one instance, we actually did a face mask together. And it was like this face mask.
Like a charcoal
one. No. I mean the one with like the dragon fruit in it.
Do you remember? Yeah, I think so.
We did it and my face was totally burned.
Yeah.
My face was one big scab of burning. And my face was literally like sandpaper
texture. But I don't know if it's just your skin that's the problem with these face masks.
Or the face mask.
Because we usually get like cheap face masks.
True, but
I don't know what they're supposed to cost, but we get like under €1.
Okay, true. A piece. But obviously there are face masks that are even higher than $100.
Yeah.
So, of course. But also, to me, it's very unrealistic, you know, to be expecting me to spend a lot of money on skincare if I've never really had a great skincare
experience.
Yeah. it's like with jeans, I feel like my pants, my jean pants, break really easily. So then I don't really want to spend a lot of money on a very good pair, because what if the factor that is like breaking the jeans is me and not necessarily the quality of the jeans?
No, but we've already seen that, because the jeans that you buy on sale or like clearance are usually
the same.
Like at one point they were like 40 euros,
yeah,
or 30 or something.
Yeah, but like I mean that. Like a Levi's pant for like 120.
Yeah, I see, but I don't think maybe it's going to be a little bit of a difference, because true, the material might be a little bit better and thicker.
Okay, but the point of the story was not why I'm not buying those jeans. It's just, you know, that's the reason I don't want to buy them, because what if I'm the factor? And the same thing with skincare. I could spend $100 on skincare, but what if my skin is just very, very sensitive and I'm going to react the same way?
Yeah.
You know, the skincare you cannot return.
No.
So then what am I going to do? You know, with $100 face mask that ruined my face. So it's just a very sensitive subject for me.
Yay.
Please support me in this hard time. And no, but like a lot of things go into skincare. Right now, a lot of people are actually using filtered water to clean their face, and that is actually making their face clearer, because there is a lot of shit in tap water.
Yeah.
Of course, the tap water here in the Netherlands, you can also drink that, you know. That's just the water that you drink. So I think, okay, if you can put it inside of your body, it's probably good for the outside of your body as well. But still, I mean, I don't know. What do I know? Nothing, truly.
No.
So I don't know what to do to make my face more happy with me. So that's kind of frustrating, guys.
I can't tell you either.
No, if there's any dermatologists out there, you know, give me tips, please, or give me products, girl. Like, dermatologists, y'all are making enough money, you know? Like, just send me a message. Send me something. Skincare people, send me PR, please. I will do anything. I will try.
Anything.
Okay, I won't do anything, girl.
No.
I will try a lot of products if it's free. That's just what I'm saying. I'm not going to spend $100 to get a rash.
Imagine, like, they sent you a hot Cheeto mask because it's trending.
I literally refuse to put on a hot Cheeto mask.
Yeah.
I won't do that.
Your face will fall off.
My face will literally fall off. But actually, maybe that's better, because then I won't have skin.
No, but we all already talked about that.
Yeah, like, but
no. That's not an option.
Anyway, I also have a fun fact about skincare. Which is not that fun of a fact, but, you know, what kind of a fun fact are you going to come up with about skincare? But I'm pretty sure everyone here knows who Kylie Jenner is. Does everyone know who that is? Kylie Jenner?
Yes.
Okay. Member of the Kardashian Jenners?
Yes. Of course I know.
Okay, well, she has a brand called Kylie Skin. I mean, it's been out for like 5 years.
Isn't it like Kylie Cosmetics, or is it something like
that's a different brand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's hers, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She has Kylie Cosmetics, Kylie Swimwear, I think Kylie Baby now, Kylie Skin. Oh. Yeah. So one of the brands is Kylie Skin. But in the first launch of her products, she was actually very controversial in that, because one of the items was actually a scrub for your face, but it actually contained walnuts. And that was like super controversial, because actually, if you put walnuts on your face to like scrub, it actually creates micro cuts on your face, and it actually makes your face open, and also it makes you age like even quicker.
Oh my god.
But she was never canceled for that, so that's really interesting.
That's really
weird. Imagine if this goes viral, she's suddenly canceled.
Yeah, but
remember Kylie, your walnut thing.
But also, like, when you're allergic to walnuts, doesn't it like,
yeah,
couldn't it affect you?
Yes, it could,
like, but because you cut it open.
But also you, I don't know if you know this, if you have a like a nut allergy, you can also just not use nut products.
No, I know.
So, because I had a friend that had that, and I was at her birthday party, and someone gave her like a shampoo with almonds in it, and she was like, oh my god, thank you. And she was like, girl, I cannot use this, but okay. Because you're still putting it on your body. Your skin is going to absorb shit. So, no. But also, it was clear that it was in it, so it wasn't... Are you okay?
Yeah.
He hit his elbow on the table. But it wasn't, like, a secret. It's clearly stated that walnuts were in the product. Okay. But still, Mama, what were you doing? Anyway, that was the episode. I feel a little bit better now that I talked about my story about skincare. I'm going to try to be brave and continue my life, even though I still don't know what the fuck to do.
What do you mean?
With skincare.
With skincare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I can't tell you what to do. I'm sorry. I'm useless.
What are your thoughts on skincare? Final thoughts. Like it, love it, hate it?
I don't care for it because I don't do it.
Okay, well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between and also turtles. So, have a good night. Put on your face cream tonight. And, you know, sometimes, remember, sometimes you get a pimple and that's okay. But not if you're ugly. Because if you get a pimple and you're ugly, like, that's too much, okay? So, just keep that in mind and sleep tight. Bye.
Well, they're going to be so happy with
that. And clean your pillowcases, girl. That helps.
True.
Skincare tip.
Skincare tip.
Bye.
When you use, like, a face mask for, like, sleep, you should also change that every once in a while.
What? I bit my tongue.
Oh, you okay?
Time to go.
Yeah, time to go. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, wait. Next week, we're going to be talking about... Let me just say it really fast, and then we'll go.
Okay.
Next week, we're going to be talking about... how we're bad at dating.
Oh.
So there are going to be some ex-juicy stories, so tune in. Bye.
Bye.